You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ben Shagula, so connected that Chazal Masakin Dalad Kaisis, right? Dalad Kaisis. We show him ask why Dalad Kaisis of Yayin Davka, why not Dalad Matzis? Some say there are Dalad Matzis. We do take Dalad Matzis. You split the middle once, you have four Matzis, but the component, right? The Shlomo Zalman is a married Gavart. The Tzushta is even more nicer because you see, he says, when you go ahead, he says, and you eat something really geschmack. So I think his mushel is a cashew. So you eat one cashew, you start losing the time. How many cashews? He says, wine is different. Wine, the more you drink, the more you feel better and better and better, you become more intoxicated, more happier, more besimcha. So he says, the Dal Hashem Shkula is not the pshat. All right, there's that. How much can you take? No. You keep going and going. That's why Taka the Pasuk, I was thinking, Hamalchem Eretz Mitzrayim, right? We say 8 times a week, one time in Shishul Yom, and every day in davening, hopefully we don't skip that. Anoicha Hashem Akecha, Hamalchem Eretz Mitzrayim. I bring you out of Mitzrayim. No, it means I bring you up from Mitzrayim. Haitzah, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is one step, like in Shabbos. You go from Mishnah to Yochash Rab, that's it. Aliyah is Ein the Dove is safe. That a person can go. Going out of Mitzrayim is a constant Aliyah, constant Aliyah, constant Aliyah. Okay. Anyway, so we have Dalad Kaisis. So what happens if a person doesn't have all Dalad Kaisis? To us, it's not a Baruch Hashem, not a Shaila we have, but people used to have such Shailas, right? People lived in a village and didn't have enough wine. So what should you take? So about for Kiddush, you take one Kais, that's about it. But is there a point of taking two koises? In other words, the first shail is, are these dalat koises four individual mitzvahs? We shouldn't really talk about four individual mitzvahs. So it's one mitzvah called dalat koises. Like you say, all or nothing. If you only drink two, they didn't do the representation of the dal shein shagula. Or pshat is each one by itself. Okay, that's a shail d'achrayna. But the other side is let's see the Gemara over here first, and we'll see what the other side of the Shaila is. Gufa, right? The Gemara in Yuma, Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yechon Amar Osu Min HaTorah, the Reish Lakish Amar Mutu Min HaTorah. The Rai says then is so called Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Pashas Avada doesn't mean a half a shir, means a partial of a shir. In other words, let's say a person, the Gemara is talking about to eat on Yom Kippurim, there's a shir, you chayv koris on the kesevis. If you eat less than a kesevis, is an issa. So the Gemara says it's a machoikis amarayim. Rishlakish amar min haTorah. Before the Gemara said, we're just quoting the basis, Rishlakish holds it's asam midorabanan. But with the rice it's mutar. Rishlakish amar asam min haTorah, kiven the chazi litztarufe, since it's fitting to be mitztaruf, to match, to go together, isur ka'achal, he's eating an issa. In other words, we'll say there's different hasbeirim in the achrayim, but basically it's a pshat like this. Basically, pshat is a person eats half a kazayis of chazi, half a kazayis of chalev. So the pshat is that when he eats the first half, he didn't do an issa yet. But when he eats the second half, he does the issa. But when is the issa? The issa is all from the very beginning. It's not eating the third. And after he ate two-thirds, or the second half after he ate one-half. Pshat is the whole thing. Sometimes an Isser, not an Isserim, and not in one moment. The person says Lashon Hara, right? So the person says, Ruvain did this and this and that. So he said Lashon Hara. If he said Ruvain did, and he didn't say Lashon Hara. Or if you skip the first word, right, Ruvain, you don't say the word room. He said, did this and this. You didn't say Lashon Hara. Everything together. When you finish the statement. But what are you over on for saying Ruvain did this and this, right? Say Hashem l'chol ha'nef, right? Whatever, we'll leave the mashal right now. Okay. So that's the sukkah. V'shlakish ha'mamut v'tar achila machmana v'lak. It's not called achila. Eisevei Rabbi Yechon v'shlakish. Ainly, he brings a braisa. Kol she'eshna v'ayna she'eshna v'azara. Talk about chelev. Kvi, that's a suffix. We'll leave kvi now. V'chatzi shir, hoyol ve'ena ba'oinish, it's not an oinish. Yochol ena ba'zara, so I would think there's no issa. Now, interesting, the words of the Gemara is ena ba'zara. Taisi shonim, it's taka medayik, there could be yoiv alav. Could be yoiv alav, even. We just don't get malchus. That's not negated today. But Talmud loimar kol chelev. Well, it's called Chaylev tells you that it's a Chatzis Shia. So Reish Lakish gets him with Brunnen v'kros Mach the Balma. But you see in the Gemara that Reish Lakish, Rav Yechon, holds Chatzis Shia also is from this Svara, from this Pasuk. I'm sorry, Kol Chaylev. Kol is Marba, even Chatzis Shia. Taisis Taka Zaymit. Keeping the Chatzis through for Yisru Ka'ochel. Taimali. Amaylo Amar the Besamach wanted to say, come on, time of the Besamach, the Kol Chaylev. The Rabbi is Chatzis Shia. The Biechon, Yodol, he Braisa. Dabba Samach, Kamaisimina, he has the Kasha. What are you bringing? What are you saying as far as Kachazi Srufe? You have a Pasuk that Chatzishi is awesome in the Torah. Yeshlem the Hochi Itzuch Leila, Abyechim Lefusha Haitaima, Mishum the Imikra, the Kol Chaylev, if it's from the Pasuk of Chaylev, Havamina Ika Krolik V, Itzuch, the Chatzishi Midorban of Asmuchu Akra. Avahashta, but now you said to come a time the Chazit Staruf, a Svaru, my time a Drasha Gemuru, the Chazit Staruf. Basically, Tyson says is that the reason you darshan it as a Pasuk is because you have a Svaru. If you wouldn't have the Svaru, you wouldn't say the Pasuk. In other words, if it would just say Kol Chaylev, I wouldn't darshan it, basically, Tyson saying is for Chazit Shir. I would say it goes for something else. Kvi, like the Gemara says, right? We will nowadays, because you have these new Gemaras, so it's Koi. But in the Rebbe used to say, that's what I remember, Rebbe Yosef Fuchten used to say, we learn Kedushin Kvi. Right? Some say it's Kavi. Rebbe Yankov Kamenetsky used to say that's part of its suffix. It doesn't even know, not only you don't know if it's a Chai Behema, he doesn't even know what's the real name. But a Koponim, Tais says, only because you have a Svar of Chazit Terufe, do you now say the Pasuk is telling us that it's also. But if you have just a Pasuk, the Svar, you wouldn't say the Svar is good enough. Oh. So on that, the Mishnah Melech sort of alludes to another Achrenim around this time, after this time, go into Shaila, is there a din of Chatzis Shir in Mitzvahs? Is this only a din in Yisurim? Kol Chaylev. Whereas if a person eats, Shad is a Zay, that you can't eat anything, and that's what we do Takan Yom Kippur. When a person is sick, what do we tell him to do? To eat. He can eat. But he can eat less Chatzis Shir. Why? Let's say, not he could. Say if it's Bashtish Sakana, it's going to lead to Sakana. Why? Because Chatzis Shir is a lesser Isser. In other words, it's not, you don't get the Einish, but it's an Isser. So you eat Chatzis Shir, whatever Chatzis Shir is, I don't know if it's seven again, you have to ask a Rav. But the Rechayim Ever Shaila is the din of Chatzis Shir B'mitzis. L'mashal Mishmach says, what if a person, night of Pesach, only has a half a kazayis of matzah? Should he eat it? Is he mechuyif to eat it, right? Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva says, "Whatever it is, but how could a person not eat it? How could, if you don't have it, how could your heart tell you not to eat it?" But we're going into is there just like there's an issa of Chatzis Shir, is there some kind of kima mitzah of eating less than a shir? That's the shaila that Mishnah Melech other chreinim go into. So the Nesivus in his tshuva sefer, right? The Nesivus, the Chavis Das, there's a sefer called that they put out 40 years ago, probably, maybe more, Tshuvas Rabbi Yankov Melissa. They put together some are from Ksav Yad, some is from Svarim that quote him. Tshuvas from the Nesivus. From the Nesivus, everybody knows, not Nesivus Shalom, Nesivus HaMishpat, right? So Koponim, he wants to bring a writer following from a tour, which is Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Let's first say out what the din is. The din is, in order to be chayv in a sukkah, right? What? Let's say bread. Let's take bread. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be chayv to eat in the sukkah? So it comes out lalacha. The Gemara says k'datayim be'barirav, which the Rambam says a little more than a kebeya. Right. So right now we don't have to know what it is in ounces. It's not a kebeya. But in order, if you eat lomazokin, two slices of bread has to be eaten in a sukkah. Less than that could be eaten outside the sukkah. That's achilas kva and that's achilas arai. That's the din. So on that, the Torah is mechadish the following. That the din is, or it's again, the din of yeshiva sukkah is that you only have to eat in the sukkah if you're eating yaisa mikabeya. But the first night of sukkahs, where there's a special chiv to eat, right? We've done that many times. How do you know there's a special chiv to eat in the sukkah? Tesvav chamishosa mechag matzis. We learn out from chag matzis that just like chag matzis says chamishosa, chag sukkah says chamishosa. So we learn out exerus shava tesvav. Just like tesvav at night, there's a chiv to eat matzis be'erev toichlu matzis. so too, there's a chiv also to go ahead and eat in Sukkot the first night, which the Rishayim call Yushami, a chiv to eat pas. How much are you chayv to eat? How much are you chayv to eat? So this is a machloikus Rishayim. The basic psak is that since you're learning out for matzah, the shear is a kazayas. That even though kazayas, normally, if you eat a kazayas, amount of bread, it doesn't have to be eaten the sukkah. First night of sukkahs, you have to eat a kazayas. The Ran Taka argues, the other Rishayim, they want to say that, no, the pshat is the first night you have to eat also yaisam mikabeya. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin kazayas, Mishneh Berurah, Matafrayim, others quote the Ran, they say, better lechatchila to taka be machme, but if you're not, you're not doing anything wrong because the Shulchan Aruch says kazayas. But that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. It's a tour, a rush, and the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look at number three, which is a tour. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. Achila besukka belel yom tovishin choyva. Afilo achol kazayis pas yotzi dechavasim. Mekan ve'el chushuz. The tour says that the first night of Sukkot, since the mitzvah is to eat a kazayis, therefore you can't eat a kazayis outside the sukkah. Till you're making the mitzvah, since the isser is to do something that you're mechuyif to eat in the sukkah. And it's a chiddush because of the Torah. Because my sister said, that's a mitzvah, this you're allowed to eat. But about this, you have to do a mitzvah with this now. The Torah says you can't eat this. Before you're making your mitzvah, you can't eat less than, you can't eat a kazayis the night of sukkahs. Frek the nesivas, if there's a mitzvah of chatzi shir, in other words, let's say a person only has a half a kazayis. So you'd be mechuyif to eat that in the sukkah. And since he's mechuyif to eat that in the sukkah, just like he has to eat a half kazayis of matzah, we assume that's true. So he says that the issa should be to eat outside of a sukkah, not only a kazayis the first night, but even a half a kazayis. In other words, the other days, it's not a mitzvah to eat. If you're eating, this is what you have to eat. But tonight's a mitzvah. So since you have to eat whatever the mitzvah to eat, you can't eat outside. So if there's such a reality called chatzi shir b'mitzvahs, it should be also asked to eat a chatzi shir outside of sukkah. That's what the nesivus asks. That's his question. He says, "Achay from there, you see that there's no din of chatzi shir." That's the right. Shulayb also has an interesting zach. He says, "When you mechanech a kid, how much does he have to eat in order to go ahead and be mechanechim in matzah?" So Rambam Pasuk is based on a gemara with a kazayis. He says, "Why don't you mechuyev the mechanechim in a chatzi kazayis?" It's a chatzi shir. We'll see. Anyway, that's in the Sivas Kasha. Okay, so I just want to say a shtickle vart that'll answer it, I think. That's no raya. And it's based on a yesoid, that this yesoid is an interesting zach. The etzim yesoid is mentioned in many achrenim, right? And many of them go on a shvus yankiv. The first place many years ago I saw was in the Klei Chemda. All over the world they said the same thing. The Reb Chaim Moises says the same yesoid in Litta. The Rogachev we'll see says it. The Chikrei Lev in the Magda Sfaradim. The Machane Chaim among the Hungarians and the Klei Chemda the Polish, as they say, and others say the same yesoid. The Mari de Gavard, the Shvus Yankiv in his Chuvas brings a raya from a Yushalmi. Yushalmi is a lach in Shulchan Aruch, number four. Let's make sure, yeah, that's the right one. Like this, we know that you can't make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. In other words, a person can say, I am not going to take a lulav, you know, the first day of Sukkot. You can't make a shvua, right? That's a din. It's the same thing. Amar shvua shalo achol matzah stam. Oh, but din is like this. But if you make a shvua bekoilil, in other words, in the Shvuah exists, it encompasses not only a mitzvah, but other. So a person says, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah the whole year, or whatever, 10 days, 20 days, a month, it doesn't matter, right? But a whole year, let's say. So Mimela, he asked already every day that it's not sukkahs. Migui, that it's chal, not sukkahs, it's chal and sukkahs too, and the Shvuah is chal. That's the din with the Shvuah. So Mimela, Yushalmi says, like, look, this is Yushalmi. Omer shvua shaloi oichel matzah stam. Person says he's not going to eat matzah. He doesn't like matzah. He needs a shvua. He doesn't want matzah. Also lechel matzah b'lel Pesach. So he can't eat matzah erev Pesach. Omer shvua shaloi oichel matzah b'lel Pesach. Loike v'oichel matzah b'leil Pesach. He gets malchus because the shavuos shavuos. He said, I don't want to eat matzah the night of Pesach. I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the mechwenim go into, it means the kazayis matzah. He says the whole night. So he meant 20 kazayisim, that's also koil, but it means specifically the one kazayis matzah. So memela, there, the shavuos nachal, and if the shavuos nachal, he gets malchus, the shavuos shav, and he eats matzah, right? But if he took a shvua not to eat the whole year, he can't eat matzah until he goes ahead and he's shoyel on his shvua. But that's the dip. Frek the shvus yankim, how come the poiskim and Shulchan Aruch don't say that he should eat a chotzi shear of matzah to be mekayim at least the mitzvah? In a chanami, the mitzvah was chal on a shear, right? But why don't you say that he should eat a chotzi shear if there's such a reality called a mitzvah to eat a chotzi shear? That's the Shvus Yankov's question. Why don't you say that the Shvua that's Chal, Ein Achanami can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah because he made a Shvua, but let him eat a Chatzi Shir.
The same Isra Chatzi Shir, the same moment. The same
oh,
moment.
Which is, so the Isra, the Shvua, oh. So what is he? What is his Kasha? His Kasha is based on a Machloikis Rishayna. What's that?
Rabbi, what were you saying?
Why?
The Mitzvah Matzah, but he doesn't get.
But he gets a Chatzi Shir of Mitzvah. If you hold his a chatzis shir of mitzvah, you're right. But he gains a shvacha mitzvah. You gain a lot. It's a mitzvah. If you say chatzis shir is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Right. But Meir's asking is what does he gain? The same iser that the same mitzvah there is to eat chatzis shir. There's an iser to eat chatzis shir. Oh, so that's the question: is there an iser of chatzis shir on shvua? This is a machloikus rishonim. He speaks this out. He quotes a Ran. Let's just go through Ran, a very interesting Ran. I mean, in a gale. In Psak Halacha. Kaimalan Karabona, the Bishvuas be'in and Shia. In other words, this Rabbi Kiva holds by Shvua, when you make a Shvua and you say, Shvua Shalo Oichal, right? I'm not going to eat bread. So how much is the Oiver? Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Shu. Why? Because a person's mind, Achila means anything. We paskin know. When he says achila, he means what the Torah considers achila, which is a kezayis. Okay? So zoktaran, linin psak alocha, kaimel karbonet b'shvuas, b'inin shira. Ava b'chotzi shir, he's potter. V'yesh, right? He's potter, because the shir is a kezayis. V'yesh mishayimim, dafilu isura nami leka. Umi shenishba, shalo yoycha. A guy says, a person makes a shvua not to eat bread. The Ladami Lashar Isur and Shabbatira, the Kaimel and Krab Yechin and the Amar Beyuma, the Chatzi Shir Asmatira. Vafil Shak Shapalaklai Moid the Asa Rabbanan, Kidisa Hassam. The Hani Mili Isur the Raisa, Avahochi Isa Baba Atson. As Isur the Raisa means Issa that he made up. He doesn't mean Dafkala Fuket or Rabbanan. It means Issa that he made up, Issa the Torah gave you. Avahochi the Issa Baba Atzmahu. V'kivin shon eskavan lekazayis pachsku. In other words, his mind was not to eat the kazayis, right? El kazayis pachsku kazayis het the gamahu. V'kachadin bekainamis, meaning nedarim. Heichid hiska ben achila kagoyin dam achila zu alav koinim. Shemuta lo lecho pachas min hashiur. Let's say a person says this loaf of bread is asur on me, so he can eat not the whole loaf, okay? Minatam Shem Amarnu. Oh, that's what these some say. That's the Ram. Av a Rambam Zal Kasa v'chashvuas, Misha Nishma Shalo Yechol v'achal pachs v'kazayis potter. V'arei hu ka'oichol chotzi shir minavelas treifis uki yais behen. V'chein b'perek rishon v'chaz darm ama achilas peiris mimedinas plainis. He's not going to eat some, you know, exotic fruit from there. Alai ain't a loika chiyechol kazayis. Mashma the Isura Mia Ika, who could varav nearly, Afosh Pisha Kasafti Kemachadusha Ayel, Marminan, and he goes into this thing. But a koponim, let's just finish up, Taka. Chatzishir, Rabbi Yechon Amasa Matar, Shakshim Mutter, Rabbi Yechon Amasa, the Kivin the Chazit Staruf, Isura Kachel, Alma Chatzishir, Afil Bissur, Tairolo Mitzah, El Mishum the Chazit Starufa, Ubishur Stami, Afishim Bachad Varva Shir Shalem, Hani Milamalkas of Carbon. Aval kiven the chazir, since it's roid latzurufa l'shlum l'kazayis isur miya ika. The afagav the also beyuba the gemara learns after ribui the kol chayil of my sinan chatzishir. So you would think maybe the ribui is only for Isurim, not for Isurim that you made up. Havadai hu ribui loik siva legabe chelim. Afilu hachi afimeh lekol Isurim, mishum shitalon, delasa tayra, mishum dechazi surufe. The svara is because of chazi surufe, v'lama lo yedin shvua kedin shah Isurim. Basically, the Achorinim say, could be chleikus in how you learn pshat in chazitz derufe. Or as if you learn it, let's say it's a gedder that the Torah made because you might eat more, so it will be by Shavuos also. But if it's a pshat, it's because the etzem zach is also, it's a raya that there's something. In other words, if you eat a chatzi shir and eat a chatzi shir, so the whole thing is also, is a raya, the whole thing is, that this is part of this. This piece of chaz is also, just me mitzdarfet. But this piece of neder is not also, this piece of shvu is not also. It's your issa, so then it's not be'etzem and issa. I couldn't go into that, but that's a machleks. What do we pass? We pass like the Rambam. Six. Shulchan Aruch, shvu shul oichel, stam, also b'kol shu, avein achai v'lo kazayis. The impir kol shu, avein achai b'kol shu. But no, there's a din of we pass like the Rambam. So the Achreinim ask on the Shvisanka, with the Pala, with Meyas Kasha. What are you bringing me a raya that Chatzis Shir is awesome in a Torah? Chatzis Shir is not a mitzah, because why don't you eat a Chatzis Shir of matzah? The same way, you're not allowed to eat Chatzis Shir because of a nether, so you can't be a mitzvah. That's what the Achreinim all ask on Shvisanka. So I remember when I saw it, I was so astonished. It's Klei Chemda. So other Achreinim also, they bring the Shvisanka, others don't. They say, he says, a Mary Dikavart. Let's first understand like this. It's a Kasher Rishonim Ask. When you have Esei Deicha Loisase, exactly. Right? We have a clock called Esei Deicha Loisase. Right? We know, Ben mentioned, you have Yibum B'chai V'lavin. So you can't do Yibum B'chai V'lavin. You could do Midaraisa, because Esei Deicha Loisase. So Rishonim in Nedarim, the Chinuch, in the midst of Nedarim, ask a Kasher. They ask a kasha, when a shvu is chal, right? Or if you make a koinim, let's say the Gemara says, if you say koinim yeshiva sukkah lai, because then you're asking yourself, not the zach itself, so you're asking the cheftz, I'm sorry. So memela, the shvu, in cases where the shvu is chal. Okay, the shvu is chal, it's also, if you do it, you have a shvu. But you have a mitzvah, right? A guy asks his wife, betashmish amit. That's the Gemara's case. That's what we're showing him asking. So he can't live with his wife, koinim tashmish alai. He said, what do you mean? But you have a mitzvah of oina, right? So say, asay deichaloisase. This is the Mukiyasev, the Ritva, all the Rishonim ask this kasha. Yeah, the kasha in words, whenever a shvu is chal, why don't you say, asay deichaloisase?
Isn't there a say also?
What?
Isn't there a say also?
Why? Oh, so there, that's a Ruchinuch and a Rajba. Let's see the Rajba at the end. Number 9. Rashba says like this. Hada ama yeshiva sukolai. A person made another yeshiva sukolai. So, zogvim taima leisi esa de sukka vilitchi loisa said the lo yachel dvarv. Yesh loima de nadarm esse veloisa like Abizriel said. But the pasuk is more correctly esse kechola yaitse mepiv yase. Right? Mitzvah Sasech Tishma is like by Nadarim, by other things. But over here, by Korbanos. Over here, there's a mitzvah. Loisase lo yachal dvar. So the Chinuch says this, and the Rashba, right? Some other Rishayim also, but basically in the big Rishayim, the Rishayim that we usually learn, the Rashbas and the Chinuch say it, that it's ein esa doicha loisase v'esa. It's a big famous kasha on it, the Mishnah Melech has, but we'll leave right now the kasha. But anyway, that's what the Rashba answers. That the reason you can't say Esa Deucha Loisa by Nadarim is because Ein Esa Deucha Loisa Se Vase. That's what the Rashba says. Okay, now, once you know that, so he says like this. Let's take a look at number. Okay, so I'll say what the Klei Chemda says, and then we'll see a Raya Ladava. Zok the Klei Chemda like this. This Vart is said by a lot of G'dayla Achreinim. The is of chatzis shir. So we do learn now from Kol Chelev at the end. What iser are you over when you eat chatzis shir? Oh, let's say Rashi says chatzis shir is lav dafke eating, right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. The Gemara says v'chi muta lafa is pachas mikashir. So Rashi says v'ha chatzis shir also medarabanan. You can't cook less than a shir, meaning not cook it and gets half cooked, but it means it's fully cooked, but half a gregris, right? So there's a din of chatzis shir. What is are you over when you're over chatzis shir? So that's what they're mechadish, Amar Dikavart. Reb Chaim Oizer has a whole arichas in the psukim, but we'll just say over the nekuda. You're not over a chatzis shir of that issa. You're over an issa called chatzis shir. There's an issa called chatzis shir. In other words, the issa that you're doing right now is an issa that's called chatzis shir. In other words, there's no difference what the issa is. It's called chatzis shir. Chapsa meridik and nafkamina. This Reb Chaim Oizer discovered. The discovered was the one who's megala einenu to a Ramban. Let's take a look at number 7. And it says Tana Rabbanan. Misha achzai bulma, somebody who all of a sudden is starving, somebody has bulimia, right, and he has to eat. The doctor said if he doesn't eat, it's a sakana. So it's all about Yom Kippurim, it's all about Dvar Misurim. So it says, machilan oisa hakal hakal. That's what's called the sugya of kal kal tchila expression, but it's like machilan oisa kal kal. Meaning, you have a choice. The person, right, the person's sick. So if either he's sick, you give him whatever he needs right now. But in front of you are two pieces of issa. Tevel and nevela, right? The piece of tevel, let's call it chaylev, just to make it a little easier. Right? We don't have tevel in America, basically. But you have a piece of chaylev and a piece of nevela. Which one do you give him? So you give him the easier one. What does it mean, easier? Has less of a einish. Machilan oisa nevela. Tevel of a shvi is because it's an essay. In other words, one is chayev alav and one is chayev kares. Give him the lav. One is chayev lav and one chayev is essay. You give him an essay. You give him the lesser issa. That's a klal in the din. That's how we paskin. We've mentioned over the years the famous shaila that Rishonim have, that when a person is sick, rachman tzlan, a doctor say he has to eat meat, and it's Shabbos, and you only have a piece of tray for meat, or you have a behemoth of shecht. So pashas, what should you do? Give him a tray for meat. Because tray for... Pashas. Why? Because tray for meat is a lav. And shechting is kares, is chayv mises bezin. Also, treifa he eats. Shechita, I have to do it. So let him. So the Kabbalah's goyim is not that way. And Rishayim go into 5-6 different reasons why not. In Shulchan Aruch, the basic reason is because of the Ran. Because when you shecht, you do one maisa issa of mises bezin. When you eat, you're eating each kazayis alav. So the quantity, right? Is not as bad as is worse than the quality. Even though it's a qualitative, it's a worse issur, but since you're doing more issurim, that's a, in Rabbeinu Yain and Shai Tshuva, it's also much that way, that a person, he says, why did I write in the third shah, the different degrees of issurim and mitzvahs? No? He says a person has to know what to do tshuva. And besides that, if you go ahead and do a lot of small averas, you should know it's as chomer as doing one big avera. But that's the din of kal kal tchila. So Mary de Ramban of Chaim Oizer shows us what's the Ramban. Let's take a look at number 8. Garcina Bekrisis. Perkam ayatirul ala ubra lechol pachos mikashir bibnei sakana. A woman that's a muberis and she has to eat, so she eats pachos mikashir. Bakshin bibnei sakana filu tavana mitechol. Right? Amar pa'achiktan etiul ala uber la'achol pachas pachas mashiach. Meaning, every few minutes, everyone knows with sick people, right? The Baron Leib, everyone knows the story, Mustam, about last year when he fasted, he was 103 on Yom Kippurim, and the doctor told him, the firm doctor told him, you can't fast. He says, well, why not? He says, what do you mean, you're 103? So he asked him, how many 103-year-old people have you seen? He says, none. So he says, so who do you give a right to tell me that I can't fast? Yeah. Doctors only based on experience. You have no experience. Like, and he fasted. Right? We know people are diabetics, people have to eat. And Yom Kippur, so what they do, they give them less of a share, and they spread it out over time. In other words, because usually the din is, let's say, whatever the share is, an ounce, whatever the share is. You can't eat that share in Kedei Achilas Pras. So Kedei Achilas Pras, let's say matzah, night Pesach, we basically eat the kazais in 4 minutes. You try to be makbid 3 minutes, 4 minutes, right? But since their sheet is 9 minutes, so they spread it out on Yom Kippur, eat a half an ounce the first minute, And 9 minutes later, another half kazayis. Right? That's the din. So, by the way, Shulchan Aruch it says, "Ubilvat shelo yeh." When you do half a shear, shelo yechal bein achila laachila kidei achilas pras. Shouldn't eat between one achila and another achila kidei achilas pras. So the Magen Avraham says it's not meduyik the lashon, because it shouldn't be between one achila. It should be including the two endpoints. It should include the first achila and last achila is kidei achilas pras. That's what Magen Avraham says. Lav dafka. Shlomo Zalman Velojina and the Sefer told us Adam. So he quotes this Magen Avraham. It's a book about his life. So they said he said it is meduyik. It's a lashon chazal. The Gemara says dirshu Hashem be matzah kura lav biyisakarav. Right, that you should call out to Rabbeinu Shalom when he's close. The Gemara says, "I Rabbeinu Shalom is always close." Habi Yachid, Habitzi, Betzibur. You could always daven to Rabbeinu Shalom and have a Moedikas Chos. But Biyachid is only certain times when he's carved. Amosai, when is that? Elu Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. There's no 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. There's only 10 days including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. There's a raya when Chazal say Bein, they include the 2 points. Moedikavar. But anyway, so let's take a look at this Ramban. Oh. V'chein pasuk ba'aloch. V'nira. Sha'av b'choy lo'isuk k'dei l'hakalo m'isuei karis. U'makis l'isu b'lechut. In other words, by a choyla too. In other words, you have a question. Should you give him a kazayis right away? Or give him a pachas m'sheh? He says, give him pachas. Why? It's a lesser issa. This is a lav. And this is a what do you call it? A issa ba'alma. V'im tisha afek rabban, im kein lama amu machila noisa kal, tevel v'tshuma machila noisa tshuma, right? You take ala b'shneim, ein b'em elisa ba'alma. If you first give me half a kazayas, they're both equal. What do you mean they're both equal? Afilu ha'chi kivin de v'shiur and chamur and zem zem lo'inshin, af b'pachs m'shir chumash ozeh yesm chumash ozeh. Inami hasam b'shamdu l'kshir v'hu tzach lo b'kidei tziv. The Ramban was bothered. Why do you have to have a choice? Give him a chatzis shir. What's the difference? One chatzis shir, another chatzis is the same. One answer, he says, you're right. It's all about a guy that has to eat a whole shir. The other teretz, he says, no. He says that the pshat is that when it comes to chatzis shir, there's also a difference, this chatzis shir, this chatzis shir. But upon him, what do we see in the Ramban? The Ramban is mesupik, or has two tzadim, whether one chatzis shir of chaylev. Ramban is saying, according to one tzad, the chatzis shir of chaylev is no different than chatzis shir of kazayas, of nevela. Meaning the iser is not nevela, the iser is chatzis shir. Oh, so zokta achrayinim to answer meyas kasha, very good. What was the whole kasha? The whole kasha was, it says, how could the Shvus Yankov bring a raya from matzah? That what's the din of matzah? You should eat a chatzis shir. If there's a mitzvah of chatzis shir, you should eat a chatzis shir. What do you mean? Just like there's a mitzvah of chatzis shir, there's an issa of chatzis shir. But 1 second, what's the reason a mitzvah is not doicha a nedarim? What did we learn in the Rashba? Ein essay doicha loisus eva essay. So the law, the issa has in it a strength of loisus eva essay. But over here, what are you talking about? That the mitzvah of chatzis shir should be doicha the law, the issa of chatzis shir, right? Over there, you don't have the teretz. Why? Because what's the teretz according to the Rashba? That the nedarim is a lav and essay. But since it's a chatzis shir, the name of the issa is not nedarim. What's the name of the issa? Chatzis shir. Chatzis shir is an issa. So a mitzvah is doicha an issa. You don't have the teretz of the Rishayim. Rishayim will answer why, ask, why can't the mitzvah be doicha nedarim? The Rashba and the chinuch answer, because nedarim is a loisus of an essay. B'medvam amurim, when you talk about a full shir. When you talk about a chatzis shir, so there's a mitzvah to eat a half a shir. So if there's a mitzvah to eat a half a shir, and there's an issa to have a shir, it's doicha. The chatzis shir is an issa nedarim, and nedarim have a lois of essay. B'medvam, when there's a shir, when there's less a shir, it doesn't have that chaymer of lois of essay. You can say doicha. That's what, like the Klei Chemda says, even though he doubts the Shvus Yankov meant this, all this. But he says, but at least you're metarze. But zechinu lekach, that all these achrenim are saying that there's a tzad to say that the issa of chatzis shir is not a issa of what we call the issa prati. It's not a specific issa. It's an issa chatzis shir of nevela, issa chatzis shir of yom kippur. It's an issa called chatzis shir. The Torah asked chatzis shir. So let's do the tzad if it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, what's the name of the mitzvah? Oh, it's a mitzvah klali, stam. There's, I know what I'm saying is there's no difference. Let's say a person can only do one mitzvah, right? Sometimes you have a kivegaz ishalas, and price can go into. A person can only get one. I mean, the Gemara itself, you have $1 nechanek and nechabas. A person can only do one mitzvah. So you take a mitzvah that's mocham or whatever it is. In chatzi shir of mitzvahs, there wouldn't be a difference, right? Mali chatzi shir matzah, let's say carbon pesach is also, he has a chatzi shir of pesach, chatzi, and he can only buy one. Which should he take? Pesach, it has to do with kares, it's a carbon, all kinds of things. So no, it's a mitzvah chatzi shir. Is mainly if you say it's a mitzvah klolis, no, it's a chayim just talking about the issa klolis. I'm saying it could be a mitzvah klolis. We have a teretz to the night, to the bank of Melissa, the Nesivis is taina. What was this taina? That if there's a mitzvah to eat less than a shir, it should be us to eat. What's the name of the mitzvah? The name of the mitzvah is not eating in a sukkah. The name of mitzvah is a mitzvah of chatzi shir. There's no din of eating outside of a sukkah on something which is a chatzi shir. The isser is to eat outside a sukkah when there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. That's a shir. The mitzvah, rather when you do it in the sukkah, you get some mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah of eating in a sukkah. It's a mitzvah of chatzi shir. On that, mechataisi, they should say there's an issur to eat that much outside of shir. And memela, it's no raya from that halach.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.